Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello. You're listening to BFN. This is the podcast about infertility, IVF, and the trials of trying for a baby. I'm Gabby.
And I'm Emma, and we're both card-carrying members of the Infertility Club.
Hey, how's it going?
This is our, fourth attempt at recording this?
I know. But hey, it's working, so quick, let's chat it all out very fast.
Yes, I'm on a temporary internet connection, which is proving shaky.
Oh dear.
Yeah, so hopefully it doesn't cut out. Okay, so before we start, our usual disclaimer, this is a test result show, right?
Yeah.
And so if you can't listen, don't.
Yeah.
Please don't.
Yeah. And I'm going to dive right in and talk about the tests because, as you described it, it was a Victorian farce.
It's not funny, but it was a bit funny.
It's not funny.
It got funny after about the fourth one.
Oh my God, don't. So I think I said last week that I was going to test early and I had identified 7 days past 5 day transfer as the day I was going to test early. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to mention the brand because I think it's unfair. Maybe it's not. I don't know. I won't mention it anyway. I had two sustainable pregnancy tests that had been sent to me a while ago.
So sustainable as an eco?
Eco. They're kind of papery guys. Right. And I had those and I was like, oh, do you know what? I'll use those. And I was a bit smug. I was like, it's helping the planet. Oh, God, I'm great. And Saturday morning came and tried both of those and they no lines at all. Nothing. So they didn't work. And I didn't have anything else in the house. So I was like, oh, fucking hell. So I had to be like, okay, abort mission. I'm not doing it today. I'll buy some proper ones later today and we'll test tomorrow. Fine.
Because as TTC old hands know, you've got to use the FMU, first morning urine.
First morning wee. Yeah, exactly. And yeah. The story rolls on. There's more hilarity. Obviously I wanted to use the FMU and went to Boots, got them. The next day was Mother's Day. Now, this was not my ideal scenario. I felt like testing on Mother's Day, too high pressure.
It's very high pressure. Yeah.
I didn't really want to do that. But I also didn't want to wait another day. So the next day I woke up, I had my, what did I have this time? Clear blue.
Mm.
With the lines, the liney one, yeah. And went first thing, diligently went into the bathroom, weed on it, nothing.
Can I just describe my own feelings here? I don't want to make this about me. But it was an extremely stressful time for me. I just want you to know
Emma.
That.
Poor Emma.
Yeah, I know. Because I'm sitting there waiting for a text. I'm looking, and I'm waking up early at the moment.
Yeah.
So 6 a.m. wake up, roll over, look at my phone, nothing from Gabby. on two consecutive days. And then I just get it's not working, and I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this? And I'm, you know, I don't want to make this about me.
No.
But I did feel personally quite slighted by these pregnancy tests.
You poor thing. It must have been awful for you.
It's really hard. Thanks for acknowledging that.
I was, I was then like, well, what do I do now? Do I do my next wee, which, as we all know, will not be strong? Or do I wait another day? I really couldn't be fucked with that. And you were like, you know what I'd do, mate. So I was like, okay, I'll sit in bed, drink my tea, wait for another wee to come.
And tea is going to produce some quite concentrated wee, isn't it?
Well, you would hope so.
Yeah.
Maybe the tannins alone would produce a second line. So yeah, went to the loo when I finally needed a wee, and this time it came, worked, and it came up negative. So I was like, in my head I was like, this is probably the result. It probably is negative. But there's a doubt. There's like a seed of doubt that's like,
of course, because it's not FMU.
It's not FMU.
It's 7 days rather than the recommended 11 days.
Exactly. I didn't wait the full amount of time. I didn't do it at the proper time of day. I was like, maybe. And I was like, oh, this is just, I was just in this weird limbo. It's horrible. And like, people were asking me, and I was kind of like, well, it's looking negative. But then everyone kind of was like, yeah, but you don't know, do you? So then for the next few days, that's what people kept saying, kept texting me going, and I was like, guys, the result is not going to change.
Yeah. I feel like you actually came to terms with it pretty quickly. And this is BFN's first BFN.
It is BFN's first. Well, IVF BFN.
Yeah.
True. I've had plenty of non-IVF ones at the beginning.
Yeah. But yes, so basically it's a BFN for you.
Yes, it is. I just to finish the test fiasco, I went and bought more tests. You were like, get the pink ones because they're the best.
Pink ones.
But it was Sunday, wasn't it? And nothing's open on a Sunday. So I could only go to Tesco Local. What's it called? Tesco Metro? Whatever. Anyway.
Yeah.
And they only had digital clear blue ones, which, you know what? Something telling me, in a digital form, not pregnant, can fuck right off. I'll take lines any day. Sorry, and when I say lines, line. I'll take the single line any day of the week over not pregnant.
It's somehow very passive aggressive, isn't it?
It's really or
just maybe aggressive.
Yeah, it's just aggressive. And then the next day, I had received another batch of delightful, sustainable pregnancy test, which I did put all over Instagram, and that was lovely. That also told me negative, but they worked crucially. And
and do you want to name the brand here?
Because yeah,
I think it would be nice about the brand. You can probably
It's called Ovum, and it's from Jenny Wordsworth, who we actually featured in an episode last year.
Right,
she's like a mountaineering superhero woman, and she started this lovely brand. And the packet of tests has like, what does it say? Your self-worth is not defined by the result of this test. I was just like, that is so nice.
That is nice.
I mean, by the time I got to this test, my self-worth was in the floor anyway.
Someone's already shouted, not pregnant at you.
I wish I'd done this one first.
Yeah.
So kind and soft in the way it delivered everything, unlike everything else I'd done.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I mean, we're laughing, but are you all right, mate? Because this is a really shitty result.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's there's no sugarcoating it. It's not very pleasant, is it?
No.
And yeah, it's a funny one this time. I was convinced it had worked. Convinced. Mm. And I kept saying to you, like, oh, I've got all these twinges. I said it on the podcast. I was like, you know. Mm. Something's going on in there. And even though you were like, it's drugs, mate, and I was like, in my head, I was like, yeah, whatever, mate, we both know the truth.
The death.
Except that was not the truth. And I think what we've proven is there's no point in thinking about symptoms in the 2-week wait, because my first 2-week wait, which was successful, nothing until like the day before I tested. And I waited the full shebang to test. This time, loads of stuff going on and negative.
Yeah. And my first 2-week wait, loads of symptoms, not pregnant. My second 2-week wait, a couple of symptoms, pregnant. My third 2-week wait, no symptoms apart from excruciating pain, pregnant.
It's very strange. It's very strange. And yeah, I think it's a good lesson for everyone. I'm glad to be able to be the example of this.
Well, I'm sorry that you're the teacher. Like, it's shitty. Like, we saw each other on Sunday. Yeah. We saw each other on the day that you got your negative test.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
I felt you were quite pensive about it, quite kind of philosophical.
Yeah, I mean, it's been weird. This, it kind of comes in waves, like the sadness comes in waves. Mm. It's like 1 minute I'm feeling like, all right, I'm like, no, it's fine, you know. And then I'll just get a wave of like, I'll think about something, or I'll, you know, I don't know. I mean, I went really quite far down the road of planning for this baby in my head, like names. Like last time, I didn't dare do any of that.
Mm.
This time, yeah, names, looked at baby clothes.
You regret that though?
Yeah, I was saying this to you the other day. I don't think I do regret it necessarily. I'm kind of glad that I gave the embryo this space in my head to be real for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's maybe a nice thing.
Yeah, I think it is a nice thing.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that if this was the first time, it would, I mean, I don't think I'd be quite so measured. And I'm so lucky that, you know, we had success already. And I'm not saying that secondary infertility isn't as bad, but I do think it would have been, my reaction would have been more visceral. And I take a lot of comfort from the fact that I've got my son. And, but yeah, it is just comes in waves, just hits me in waves. I'm like, oh, that is a bit rubbish. Instagram becomes quite unbearable quite quickly.
Well, it was on Mother's Day as well.
It was Mother's Day. And I was like, oh God, I don't want to see any of this right now. Do you know what I mean? And it's fine. Like, but yeah, it's just your whole ethos, your kind of mind for it. Mindset just changes instantly, doesn't it? And you're just like, no, I don't really want to see any of this.
Did you kind of take measures? Did you take yourself off Instagram for a bit? Or have you been torturing yourself?
Wish I could say I did. I didn't. I just was bitter.
I mean, that's an absolutely fair reaction.
And that's okay. That's okay, guys. But yeah, I've had to test every day. Today is actually my official test day.
Mm-hmm.
So I did another dutifully did a test. I kept taking the drugs until yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though it was all negative, I was like, no, they do say keep going. And I thought, you know what? And I said to you as well, and you were like, nah, mate, I think you should keep going. Yesterday, the day before my official test day, I decided to be rebellious and stop taking them. Because I was like, there's actually just no way this is changing now.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's fair enough.
Yeah. I wanted a day of, you know, wax-free knickers. And I had a glass of wine. I had two glasses of wine, actually. So yesterday I had fully just moved on, accepted that they hadn't worked. And then, of course, today I had to bloody call the clinic. And I'd moved on so far beyond this. I really didn't want to be calling the clinic and bringing it up again. It felt like, I don't know, I just didn't want to do it. It's weird.
Mm-hmm. And what happened? What was the conversation like?
It was brief. It was, right. I'm so sorry to hear that. And would you like to book a meeting with a consultant?
Right.
And I was like, okay, yeah. And so that's booked in for next Thursday.
Okay.
And that was it. You know, it's so short. It's just like, right, okay, close that book. That's done. It's just all very, I don't know. I don't know what I want. What do I want?
You want someone to give you a hug.
I suppose you do, yeah.
I think, you know, the way clinics deal with this is, there's a lot riding on it. There's an awful, I mean, when I reported my first round not working, I got a auto response and that was it.
I mean, that is horrible. At least I had a human person saying, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
You know, that's good. I was thinking though, if they're listening, because the last few times I've been in the clinic, there's lots of, there's lots of leaflets and information about counselling and stuff.
Yeah.
I think maybe if someone rings in a BFN, that's maybe a time to add in a line of, by the way, you know, just a reminder, we have this service if you need to use it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that would be quite a good way of, but otherwise, obviously, it was much better than an automated response, which sounds fucking awful.
Yeah, it was quite heartbreaking. I mean, at the time I was like in the depths of full-on grief.
Yeah.
So like nothing they could have said would have helped, but.
No.
Yeah.
But at least, you know, I don't know. And yeah, I just, God, everyone's been so nice to me. You sent me a beautiful plant. BFN Sophie sent me a beautiful bunch of flowers. Yeah, it's just been, I don't know. It's quite hard to process.
It is hard to process. I think, you know, when you already have a child as well, you know, and you're in our position where we're talking to people who've got these awful journeys all the time, it's sometimes hard to let yourself be sad because sometimes, I mean, and you're a terrible one for comparison as well. You're always like, you're one of those, oh, well, my situation isn't as bad as blah, blah, so.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, it definitely, I am very lucky, do you know what I mean? And but yeah, I suppose you should look at, I should kind of give it a minute for sure. I mean, I mostly responded by buying myself treats. And
this is an absolutely great response.
Yeah, I got an onyx necklace.
Lovely, lovely.
Black like my soul. And I'm thinking about, but unconfirmed, getting an embryo tattoo, but still working that one out. I like the idea of it, but it has to look right. It can't look like a growth.
There's nothing like having pain in your soul that you then turn into actual physical pain.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what they do, isn't it? That's probably a good thing to do. So I'm going to work on that, maybe talk to a tattoo artist, see if we can do something that's quite cool and isn't a bit, organic and, you know, skin lesion looking.
Yeah, you don't want that. Something that looks like a growth.
I've got enough skin problems without adding to it an ink. Do you know what I mean?
Do you have any regrets about testing early? Do you wish you could have kind of enjoyed the glow of pretend pregnancy for a bit longer?
No, I don't. But I just do regret the way it all transpired. I wish I'd just known for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose I wouldn't have known for sure. I suppose that is the point, isn't it? Because, but I think I would have had a fair idea. If it was negative on Saturday morning, first morning, what's it? First morning urine?
Yeah, FMU.
FMU. I think if that had been negative, completely no sign of a line, I would have known.
Mm.
So yeah, the not knowing then was quite annoying. So maybe I should have just waited.
Well, you know,
I would have gotten even further down the line of making my plans though. So I'm kind of, you know, it's good that I know, I think.
Yeah. I think it's good that you know too.
I feel like I've known forever now. It's weird that today's the day I was supposed to test. I feel like I've known for ages.
And it's funny, isn't it? Because I've always been quite anti-testing early or too early. Because there's some people that test like 4 days after transfer. And, you know, we have seen faint lines at that point. But I think it's too much of a head fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that might be my conclusion, to be honest. Wait a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Just, you know, wait to the day when you can be sure, because the not knowing was a bit like, because in my heart I knew, but I still had to keep testing, and that was a bit annoying. And yeah, I don't know what else to say really. I've got, I'm glad that it's me on BFN. I'm glad that it wasn't Sophie, I'm glad it wasn't you, I'm glad it wasn't Liz. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not glad it was you.
Oh, thanks, mate.
But so where's your head at now? Like, are you going to try again? You've got appointment booked in with a consultant. What are you kind of hoping to achieve from that conversation?
To be honest, I didn't really want to do it. I just kind of said yes because I felt like that was what you're supposed to do.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to say that I've not heard before or... Do you know what I mean? They're not going to surprise me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they've got an insight into what went wrong.
Frustrating, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I don't think they're going to be like, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't have gone to the 40th birthday and chatted to friends and done a bit of dancing. Maybe I should have done that.
I don't think so. I don't think that's a problem. But I think it's just, look, you said at the beginning of this, you said in the first episode of this little mini-series, I've got a 50% chance of getting pregnant, a 40% chance of a live birth. A doctor said that to you.
Mm-hmm.
So the it's, as far as we know, the coin flipped the wrong way this time.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I think about it. But yeah, that is kind of where my head is at. But then obviously in those kind of idle moments, you kind of go, oh, well, that was probably a stupid idea or shouldn't have done that. But I do think, like, I don't know. You know, it's good for blood flow to be moving around, right? So, and I didn't, it's not like I was out till 2 a.m. Anyway, I'm not going to talk to the doctor about it because I don't want to hear someone say it was my fault. Do you know what I mean? And I know they probably wouldn't ever say that, but I'm not going to put it out there.
Okay.
Because I don't want to know if it is my fault. Yeah, I don't know whether we'll go again. I don't know. Right now I feel like I can't, but...
And you can't because of why?
I don't have the emotional capacity, energy for it. It takes a lot out of you.
Yeah.
And I'm just not sure I want to do it again. I never say never. I don't know how I'm going to feel in a few months' time. So,
yeah, of course.
You know, we shall see.
But you're not going to do it immediately.
God, no. No. I'm definitely not.
Fair enough.
Mm.
It's great. I think it's good to like know your own mind on this.
Well, it's annoying, isn't it? Because I kind of did this thinking, well, you know, I'll do this and then I won't have to think about it anymore. Mm. And that hasn't really happened.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh God, I still got to make a decision. Damn it.
Yeah. You're back at square one as far as the stick with one or twist for two.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just like, oh, fucking hell. So, yeah, we'll see, I think. Sorry to be uncertain, but it's a cliffhanger ending.
It is a cliffhanger ending. And this is the kind of the last episode of this little series, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
For now. Like, there's going to be no more kind of trying again, certainly, for the foreseeable future.
No.
And I think, you know, I in a way, I think that's a great message, is to know when you want to stop for a bit, know when you need to have a break.
Mm.
It's great.
Mm. Yeah, I think trust your gut, really.
Yeah. But also just this, you know, we live in a culture where it's, if at first you don't succeed, try again. But maybe if at first you don't succeed, like, give yourself some mental space.
Yes, exactly. And work out what you want to do and don't feel like you have to do things. You know, it's not a game. IVF isn't a game that I have to win.
Mm.
You know, and maybe, you know, I hate it when people say this. Actually, I'm not going to say that. I was going to say, like, maybe that's not what I'm supposed to, what I'm destined for. That's the worst thing people say. But you know what I mean? Like, I, as I've said before, you know, maybe it's a one child family for me, and maybe that's great. Fucking yeah. Brilliant. I'm comfortable with that, so it's okay.
Yeah. Well, I've got to say, like, I think your resolve and your general kind of attitude is admirable.
Thanks. I mean, yeah, I have almost cried at several things that shouldn't make you cry.
Well, that's okay. Also, you're coming down off hormones. Don't forget that.
Yeah, and I've got like period cramps, which are...
Oh, mate.
Do you know when you feel like there's a big one brewing?
Yeah, I do.
And there probably is, because I don't know, maybe there isn't. I think they are a bit heavier after a cycle, aren't they?
Yeah, well, you had a lovely lining. That lining's got to come out.
Did have a lovely lining. So yeah, I can feel trouble brewing. So I'm bracing myself for the next few days.
Yeah, well, mate, so much love to you and to Mr. Gabby and to Mini Gabby.
Thanks, mate. That's appreciated.
Yeah. It's our first BFN on this show, and that's like a big deal.
It's a big deal. It is a big deal. And it's a fucking miracle it hasn't happened before. So I think it's, you know, I'm really glad it was me. And, you know, like, obviously I've been speaking to people on Instagram who are also doing cycles at the moment. And yeah, I know that some of them have been successful, some of them haven't. And anyone I don't know about, I hope it's gone well. And, you know, loads of love to anyone who's struggling with the BFN.
Because
it fucking sucks. So love to all of you.
Oh, that's a nice message.
Yeah, thanks, mate. I'm going to go downstairs and cry.
Okay. And to everyone else, we will see you again anon.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. See you later, mate.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you guys.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.